एक नए युग का शुभारंभ, शरापट का अनावरण।
Good evening and welcome to this very, very special edition of Left, Right and Center right here on NDTV. I am in Noida, as it is very, very apparent with the background right behind me. This is a district called Gautam Budh Nagar district in western Uttar Pradesh, which has just received the announcement where the groundbreaking ceremony has happened of the latest international airport. It will take some time before it comes into existence. This airport will take some time before it comes into reality. But the dream of the airport, of what it is going to do, what will be its expanse, its size and its possibilities, is immense. Just imagine 5,800 hectares of land, 6 runways, the biggest airport not just in India, but in the whole of Asia, the fourth largest airport in the world. That's how it has been envisioned. But when we envision something like this, it comes with it a huge burden of expectations. There is expectation from the people that it is actually going to deliver and make things better for them. There is an expectation from politicians that when you sell a dream like this, it will help them reap political dividends. There is an expectation from the businessmen in and around this area that finally there will be an airport and so huge that there will be a multimodal cargo joint which will help expand their business. The locals, I was surprised when a local tea shop owner, after we finished our tea, told us, now let's meet in 2024 when you catch a flight from the Jewar Airport. So many expectations that people have from something as simple as an airport. That tea stall owner knew that he will never take a flight, yet he knew that it is going to mean a great deal for his business. With so much burden of expectations that one airport has, the big question is, can this airport deliver on the promises that have been made? That is the big question. So on this show, over the next 1 hour, we are going to look a sneak peek into this dream project called the Noida International Airport as we broadcast live from Noida, and whether it can actually, quote unquote, deliver the goods. I would like to introduce at this moment the man of the moment, the newsmaker, the Civil Aviation Minister of India, the Indian government, Mr. Jyotiraditya Sindhya. Mr. Sindhya, at the very onset, congratulations. I was there and I saw the project. I saw your speech and I must say, it's a remarkable project, at least on paper and on that model. It appears to be a remarkable project. You have been at the forefront of designing, conceptualizing and thinking about this project. My first question to you is, how does it feel to think of a dream this big and to sell a dream this big?
I think you pretty much said it. This is going to, Sanket, in many ways change the paradigm of transportation as we know it in our country. We are witnessing today the Prime Minister laying the foundation stone of a world-class, world-scale international airport at Jewar in Noida. This was a long-awaited dream of the people of that area, which for multiple political reasons, through multiple regimes, constantly got scuttled. It was something that the then Chief Minister of a BJP government, Rajnath Singh Ji, started in 2001 and is seeing fruition in 2021, almost two decades later, under the stewardship of Prime Minister Modi and Yogi Adityanath as Chief Minister, along with the Ministry of Civil Aviation. In many ways, you're looking at multimodal connectivity. There will be rail, bus, metro, road linkage to this airport from the get-go, which is phase one in 2024. You're looking at a largest airport facility in Asia, which will in phase one have facilities for 1.2 crores, expanding up to 7 crore people. The final phase will have multiple runways, multiple terminals, and you're looking at an investment of close to 9,000 crores in phase one, 34,000 crores in total, just in one facility. And what this will do, Sanket, is will create ripple effects in terms of economic growth for the region. In earlier times, the paradigm was very different, where you would experience high growth in a region, and that would augur for an airport. Now it's turned the other way around on its head. An airport comes in, which then spirals economic growth in that region. And that's what you're going to experience in Jewar, with the areas of Noida, Greater Noida, Ghaziabad, Yamuna Expressway, all along this belt, where we foresee investments of close to 60,000 crores over the next couple of years, in addition to the 34,000 crores of this airport alone. So I'm talking about 194,000 crores and employment opportunities that will accompany that of almost 1 lakh people. So it is going to be a huge economic multiplier for India, not only for Uttar Pradesh.
You know, Mr. Sindhya, and this is a hybrid interview, so for all our audience who are Hindi speaking, I'm going to ask the next question in Hindi. ये जो आपने अभी बताया है, ये एक सपना है, ये एक विजन है, और एक विजन को पूरा करने के लिए एक होराइजन होता है कि हम इतने साल में ये पूरा करेंगे या इतने साल में ये करेंगे. मैं आपसे जानना चाहता हूँ ये कि ये कितने साल का विजन प्रोजेक्ट है, क्योंकि ये प्रोजेक्ट बहुत बड़ा है. 6 रनवे जो हैं वो इट्स अनहर्ड ऑफ इन दिस कंट्री. तो टाइमलाइन क्या है अगर आप बताएं?
यह एक बहुत ही महत्वाकांक्षी योजना है, जो एक एशिया का सबसे बड़ा अंतर्राष्ट्रीय हवाई अड्डा प्रधानमंत्री जी के नेतृत्व में जो भूमि पूजन आज की गई है. और आपको मालूम है कि हमारी सरकार, मोदी जी की सरकार की मंशा, संकल्प और विचारधारा क्रियान्वयन पे केंद्रित है, एक्सिक्यूशन पे केंद्रित है. और स्पष्ट हमारे टारगेट्स हैं, 2024 तक इसका फेज वन कंप्लीट होगा, जहां नया टर्मिनल, नया रनवे, सारी फैसिलिटीज, मल्टी मोडल कनेक्टिविटी, जो गति शक्ति योजना है प्रधानमंत्री जी की, उसके तहत बस, ट्रेन, मेट्रो, रेल, सारी कनेक्टिविटी स्ट्रेट, सीधा का सीधा हवाई अड्डे तक पहुंचाने की कोशिश है और होगी. और उसी के साथ 2024 में ये पहला फेज 9000 करोड़ का तैयार हो जाएगा, और फिर द्वितीय जो इसका फेज है ये 2030 तक तैयार होगा, और अंतः में ये 7 करोड़ यात्रियों के लिए ये एक फैसिलिटी बनेगी अगले 15 साल के अंदर. तो एक सबसे बड़ा हवाई अड्डा की शुरुआत आज उत्तर प्रदेश के जेवर में की गई है. बहुत सालों तक ये लंबित थी, बहुत सालों तक राजनीतिक अखाड़े में ये अटकी हुई थी, और उस राजनीतिक अखाड़े से उठाकर प्रधानमंत्री जी ने इसे पूर्ण जीवित किया है और इसकी शुरुआत की है. और मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि 60,000 करोड़ का निवेश अर्थव्यवस्था में आसपास में इस क्षेत्र में आएगा, और 1 लाख लोगों को रोजगार का अवसर उत्पन्न हो पाएगा.
Mr. Jyotiraditya, we are going to come to the political aspect a little later, but let's talk about the airport itself. You know, apart from being a passenger terminal and catering to a certain number of passengers in various phases, and by the way, it has a horizon of, as you mentioned and as the airport authorities mentioned who are developing it, of first 2 years, then another 7 years, and then a 20-year period for 2 runways, and a 40-year period for 6 runways. So it's a huge horizon, right? For the dreams to be true, we have a 40-year sort of a period. A part of this plan also is a multimodal cargo point. What's the vision behind this? You're connected. I heard the Prime Minister say that this is going to be connected to the freight corridor also. Explain the vision.
This is going to be Asia's biggest. And please understand that when you talk about the state of UP, you're talking about the population of Germany, UK and France all together in one state. You're talking about 24.5 crore people. That in one state alone. And don't forget that this airport will not only service the interests of UP, it will service the interests of all of North India, from Haryana to Uttarakhand to Himachal to Punjab, across the region. And in many ways, this is going to now put the Delhi airport to test. And if you go back and see the history of the Delhi airport and the culmination of the construction of the Delhi airport led to huge economic multipliers for South Delhi as well as Gurgaon. Similarly, you're going to have huge economic multipliers in this case in Noida, Greater Noida, Ghaziabad, all along the Yamuna Expressway. And it's going to be a center of development and progress in North India. And as opposed to the Jewar that we've known, which has always been ignored, always not had its share of development, always had not had progress, been known for all kinds of andolans. Today, Jewar is going to become the center of economic activity for the country.
That's a reference to Bhatta Parsol, and I get that reference, Mr. Jyotiraditya Sindhya. Now, you know, it's interesting that you mention about agitation. Now, as far as this airport is concerned, we have seen that there has been agitation here as well. Yahan par bhi bahut sare aise log hain jo ki andolan vrat hain. They are protesting, living in tents, saying that they have not got their due compensation. Do you think that there is a human cost to development which should have been looked in greater detail, jo ki aapne nahi kiya?
जहां भी जमीन की अधिग्रहण हुई है और 7000 किसानों से जमीन की अधिग्रहण हुई है, नियम के अनुसार, हियरिंग्स के अनुसार पूर्ण रूप से मुआवजा, और केवल मुआवजा नहीं, उनको विस्थापित भी किया गया है। उदाहरण के तौर पर हमारे कई किसान इस क्षेत्र से बुलंदशहर में स्थापित हुए हैं, वहां उन्होंने जमीन लेके वहां खेती भी शुरू कर दी है। तो ये जो एक तरीके से एक फसाड बनाया जा रहा है कि लोगों को मुआवजा नहीं मिला, उनको विस्थापन ठीक से नहीं किया गया, ये सरासर झूठ है। और उन्हीं लोगों की कहानी है जो लोग इस देश को विकास और प्रगति, और जो राजनीतिक दल इस देश के विकास और प्रगति में रोड़े अटकाने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं। हर व्यक्ति के साथ न्यायपूर्ण व्यवहार हुआ है और उस न्यायपूर्ण व्यवहार के आधार पे ही ये एयरपोर्ट आज संभव हो पाया है। और मैं योगी आदित्यनाथ जी की सरकार को बधाई देना चाहता हूं कि उन्होंने सारे नियमों के अनुसार ही ये कार्रवाई की।
यू नो ज्योतिरादित्य जी, देयर इज ऑफन दिस इक्वेशन इन पॉलिटिक्स वेयर इट इज सेड दैट यू नो व्हाई नॉट कॉन्सेंट्रेट ऑन द बेसिक्स, द रोटी कपड़ा मकान ऑफ द पॉलिटिक्स इफ यू वर। हाउ इज एयरपोर्ट गोइंग टू चेंज थिंग्स? I want to understand from you, and I heard your speech also where you said that here is a state where we have 10 airports now, 9 to 10 airports, perhaps more. We are going to have more airports across the country. Explain to us the calculation that you have of airport vis-a-vis development beyond civil aviation.
Again, I think you've touched upon a very important issue. The whole paradigm of development has changed. Earlier, I'm talking about the 90s, late 80s, 90s, early 2000s, growth would engender connectivity. Today, connectivity assures growth. And therefore, if you look at any new investment that's coming in, the first thing that investors want to see is what is the connectivity to the location where I'm putting in my investment. And therefore, this underlines the Prime Minister's push, his prerogative, his impulse, his impetus to greater connectivity across India. And the statistics that I put out in my speech, let me repeat it over your channel. For the last 70 years in India, prior to 2014, you only had 74 airports. And in 7 years, Prime Minister Modi has built out 62 airports. So you've almost doubled your airport capacity in a span of 7 years. Now, if you move that center of attention and focus to the state of Uttar Pradesh, the state of Uttar Pradesh that earlier had only 4 airports, Gorakhpur, Agra, Varanasi, and Lucknow. That state of Uttar Pradesh today, at count, has 9 fully serviceable airports, and the 10th airport today you and I have laid the foundation stone for, which is Jewar. And mind you, we are now going to build another 7 airports. So Uttar Pradesh is going to go from the erstwhile 4 airports to 17 airports in the days to come. If you look at the subset of that, which is the international airports, Uttar Pradesh had only 2 international airports, Lucknow and Varanasi. With this impetus given to airport construction, you will have in the near future 5 international airports in Uttar Pradesh alone. You'll have Lucknow, Varanasi, Kushinagar, Jewar, and Ayodhya. So 5 international airports in Uttar Pradesh, 17 total airports in Uttar Pradesh, 136 current airports and heliports in the country, and in the next 5 years, 220 heliports and airports in the country. That's the roadmap and that's the expansion plan that we're looking at.
Jyotiraditya ji, ek sawal main aapse ye puchna chahta hu, ye jo vikas aur chunav ka rishta hai na, wo Uttar Pradesh jaise raj mein aakar ke thoda sa aap arithmetic gadbada jata hai. And would just like to give an example. Dekhiye, 2007 mein Mayawati aayi for 2012 elections, unhone Yamuna Expressway ko bada becha ki dekho humne kitna vikas kiya, chunav haar gayi. अखिलेश ने आगरा से लखनऊ के एक्सप्रेसवे को बेचा कि देखो हमने इतना विकास किया है, वो 2017 में हार गए. डू यू थिंक दैट डेवलपमेंट शुड बी डीहाइफनेटेड विद इलेक्शंस एंड इट शुड बी अ प्रोसेस जो कि अपने आप ही हो, उसको चुनाव से नहीं जोड़ना चाहिए, वरना बड़ी दिक्कत हो जाएगी, खासतौर से यूपी में.
ये जिंदगी में इस भ्रम में हमें नहीं रहना चाहिए. अगर हम आत्मा से अच्छा काम कर रहे हैं, अगर हम आत्मा से जनसेवा के पथ पे चले हैं, अगर हम अंतरात्मा से सेवा भाव के आधार पर चल रहे हैं, जो हमारी पार्टी की विचारधारा है, जो अध्यक्ष जी नड्डा साहब ने भी कहा है कि सेवा ही संगठन है, तो उस पथ पर अगर हम चल रहे हैं तो उस पथ पर चलकर जनता का आशीर्वाद जरूर हमारे साथ रहेगा, ये विश्वास हमें है. और हमारा नेतृत्व सशक्त है प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के रूप में, और मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि मुख्यमंत्री आदित्यनाथ जी भी जो अच्छा इतना अच्छा कार्य कर रहे हैं, दोबारा जनता का आशीर्वाद भारतीय जनता पार्टी के साथ रहेगा. एक तरफ योगी जी हैं, दूसरी तरफ मोदी जी हैं, एक तरफ दमदार हैं, एक तरफ ईमानदार हैं, और दोनों की जोड़ी, सशक्त जोड़ी के आधार पर दोबारा जनमत भारतीय जनता पार्टी के साथ ही रहेगा, इसका मुझे पूरा विश्वास है. क्योंकि हमने करके दिखाया है, लोगों की जीवन हमने बदली है, विकास किया है, प्रगति किया है, राष्ट्र स्तर पे भी और उत्तर प्रदेश के स्तर पे.
बट मिस्टर सिंधिया, नाउ माय फाइनल क्वेश्चन इज गोइंग टू बी अ पॉलिटिकल क्वेश्चन, वन यू ब्रीफली टच्ड अपॉन इन योर अर्लियर आंसर. एंड दैट क्वेश्चन इज, व्हाई डू वी सी दिस नीड बाय द बीजेपी टू यूज प्लेटफॉर्म्स लाइक दीज, unveiling of or the shilanyas of an airport or a university as a political platform to launch a diatribe against the opposition or to attack the opposition, to make certain references in the context of elections? Why was that done? I mean, one could make out that today's was pretty much an election rally.
A fact is a fact is a fact. Let's not sweep it under the carpet. Let me put the facts across to you and through your channel to all our viewers. 2001 was when this project was seeded by Rajnath Singh ji when he was chief minister. All subsequent governments in Uttar Pradesh, and I'm not necessarily going to name them, all subsequent governments did a ping pong table tennis battle with this airport, denying the rightful right of our people of that area. It was being shifted to 4 locations from one place to the other. Finally, one government in the state of Uttar Pradesh in 2012 wrote a letter to the Prime Minister saying scrap the project. And it is only when Prime Minister Narendra Modi assumed office in 2014 that he reopened the files. He restarted the process. And he said this airport has to be built here. And when we came into government in the state of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath ji became chief minister. The double engine ki sarkar in the state and the center together made what was a dream for the people a reality. And that is the reality that we are seeing today.
All right, Mr. Sindhia, many thanks for joining us and congratulations once again. It undoubtedly is a spectacular project, and if it takes off, it'll be great for the people of the National Capital Region, because an airport of this scale and size is unheard of in the Indian context. Thank you very much for joining us on this broadcast. Before we move any further, let's quickly get you a response of our viewers on the Koo app. We have Neha Rohila, who has commented, and she has said, Noida International Airport will serve as a logistics gateway to North India. That's a comment that she has made. But then Shivangi on the Koo app also asks a pertinent question, which we tried to ask in, Jyotiraditya Sindhia also. She says, is this to lure people for the upcoming elections, to convert this, you know, issue of development into a grand political rally with BJP flags and BJP slogans? Whether it reaps political dividends for the BJP or not is a different point. The project in itself is spectacular. Will it take off and give flight to the ambitions of all the people in this region and to India as a whole is the big question. Let's hope that it does. Let's now move forward and get you this ground report. We spent a whole day today interviewing a whole host of people who are now busy in building this dream together. The entire team of the Noida International Airport. With the help of models and scales, we were able to recreate what this airport is going to be like. Here are a series of interviews that we got from the Noida International Airport. This special presentation right here on NDTV. So we are at the site of the Noida International Airport, which was the groundbreaking ceremony happened. Shilanyas, as it is called, has happened in Noida, in Jewar. There is a grand plan that is in place over the several years on how to build this as the largest airport in Asia, envisioned to have 5 to 6 runways. No such airport has ever existed in this country to cater to a massive traffic. And the whole plan, if you look at it, when you will see in our presentation, you will realize that it's a city in itself which is being planned. It's a grand plan which will spread over many, many decades, phase one of which will be unveiled in 2024. What is the project like? Obviously, there are some teething issues of compensation and all, which we have addressed in earlier reports. But what is this airport like? What is it going to do? And what is this going to mean for not just Western UP, not just for Delhi NCR, but the whole of the country as this region gets its second big airport? Let's take a look at this report. So how is this airport going to be like? Kaisa hai ye airport? Ab aapke samne laate hain ek hybrid interview with Kiran Jain, the COO of the Noida International Airport. Aur hamare samne we've got this model of the airport. Kiran ji, thank you so much for speaking to us on NDTV.
Very welcome.
Can you explain to us, let's take a look at this model and imagine if this is
this has already happened, absolutely, right? So let's start from here. This is the Yamuna Expressway, right?
Yes. So, मैं ऐसे explain करती हूँ इसको कि जैसे कि आप passenger हो, ठीक है?
Okay, perfect.
So I think that's the easiest way to understand
yes,
it.
Yes.
So जैसे कि कोई passenger
Delhi,
है, वो दिल्ली से आ रहा है, वो Yamuna Expressway से आएगा. Yamuna Expressway to हमारी जो property line है, जहाँ से airport शुरू होता है, वहाँ पे हमने एक exit बनाना है. That exit will be provided to us by the government of UP. उस exit के साथ you will enter the airport.
Which
airport
means this cloverleaf,
this right here,
all
yes,
of this
absolutely.
Is government of UP.
So you will have access coming in from Delhi and coming in from Agra, mm-hmm. allowing you for a very modern clover shape exit entry
okay.
point. Once it enters into our property, उससे बाद आप जब अंदर जाओगे आप देखोगे लेफ्ट हैंड साइड पे हमने एक कॉन्सेप्ट लगाना है जिसका नाम है PTC.
इट
इज बेसिकली ए ड्यूअलिटी ऑफ अ पार्किंग सिस्टम जहां पे मशीन शॉप होगी, गैस स्टेशन होगा, ईवी चार्जिंग पॉइंट्स होंगे,
विच
इज राइट हियर. जैसे कि आप एग्जिट से निकले ना, आप इस तरफ लेफ्ट साइड को देखिएगा,
सो यू हैव गॉट दैट एरिया.
सो उसका ये रिटेल भी होगा, यहाँ पे खाने का भी होगा. सो जो यात्री हैं जो दिल्ली से आगरा जा रहे हैं या आगरा से दिल्ली जा रहे हैं, इट इज लाइक अ रेस्ट स्टॉप. लेकिन ये ऑल कंक्लूसिव रेस्ट स्टॉप होगा जिसपे ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ एक्टिविटी होगी फॉर एवरीबॉडी. मतलब कभी गाड़ी में कोई प्रॉब्लम आ गई, यहाँ पे गैराज होगा. सो वो दैट टाइप ऑफ फैसिलिटी हम यहाँ पे लगा रहे हैं. ये जो मिडिल
टेक्निकली वी हैव स्टिल नॉट एंटर्ड द एयरपोर्ट ओवर हियर.
आई मीन यू एंटर्ड द एयरपोर्ट प्रॉपर्टी बट यू नॉट एंटर्ड द टर्मिनल बेसिकली, बट यू आर हेडिंग टुवर्ड्स दैट एरिया. नाउ एज यू आर ड्राइविंग थ्रू, हाँ आप ड्राइव कर रहे हो, लेट्स इमेजिन दिस इज अ सेंट्रल स्पाइन. हमारा जो सारा रोडवे सिस्टम है इट इज बेस्ड ऑन अ वन वे सिस्टम, मतलब वन वे टू एंटर एंड वन वे टू कम आउट. सो देयर विल बी नो ड्यूलिंग ट्रैफिक. Okay, now the beauty of this is what it allows is ki hamare ek hi level pe departure hai aur ek hi level pe arrival hai,
which is
to ye alag alag nahi hai, right here.
Okay,
lekin main yahan se shuru karti hu to aap ye central spine se aaye, on your left and right hand side aapko kya dikhega, aapko hamara fuel farm dikhega, which is basically one of the spines of commercial business at the airport, kyunki yahi se tel jayega for all the airport,
right.
और यहाँ का जो तेल है इट इज ऑल कम्प्लीटली हाइड्रेंट फ्यूल, मतलब ऑल द पाइपलाइंस आर अंडरग्राउंड. कोई भी पाइपलाइन ऐसी नहीं है जो ओवरग्राउंड है. सो नाउ दैट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट बिकॉज दैट्स हाउ यू रन सस्टेनेबल ऑपरेशंस एट एन एयरपोर्ट, राइट. तो लेफ्ट और राइट में आपको होटल्स दिखेंगे, आपको कन्वेंशन सेंटर दिखेगा, विच इज ऑल ऑफ दिस, या राइट. और यहीं पर आपको ऑफिस दिखेंगे फॉर द वेरियस कंसेशनर्स जो हमारे यहाँ पे हमारे साथ काम करेंगे. एज यू कम इन you get closer to the terminal. Agar to koi VIP wagaira ki departure ho, that has a separate entry into the VIP area.
Okay.
Even though the terminal is one, lekin unki alag entry hoti hai.
Entry alag.
Haan, theek hai. Aur yahin par bhi hamare paas ek G hai aur separate VVIP terminal hai.
Okay.
Unki bhi entry into that area alag se hai.
Sure.
Lekin jo aam passenger hai, wo seedha aayega yahan pe. Agar kisi ko drop off karna ho, to wo saamne chala jayega. Wo yahan se drop off hoga. और बिल्कुल आगे हमने एक कॉन्सेप्ट क्रिएट किया है विच इज एक्चुअली कॉल्ड अ फोरकोर्ट. और इस फोरकोर्ट में बिल्कुल कमर्शियल एक्टिविटी है. फोरकोर्ट के लिए जाने के लिए तुम्हें पैसेंजर बनने की जरूरत नहीं है.
ओके.
यू कुड वेरी वेल जस्ट बी कि आपने शॉपिंग आना है, आपने बाहर कहीं खाना है, लेकिन आपने फ्लाई नहीं करना.
सो यू कम टू द एयरपोर्ट,
यू जस्ट कम टू द एयरपोर्ट. सो ये जो एयरपोर्ट है ये एक डेस्टिनेशन बन जाता है.
एंड व्हाट पार्ट ऑफ द बिल्डिंग इज दैट,
अगर आप
this.
आगे को देखोगे ना, टर्मिनल के आगे
वन नेक्स्ट टू द इंडियन फ्लैग,
आप नीचे देखो आपको दिखाई दे रहा है वो ओपन एरिया, दैट इज एक्चुअली अ फोरकोर्ट.
ओके.
क्योंकि जो डिपार्चर लेवल है it's a staircase going up, then you will reach the departure level.
Okay.
So ye jo area hai, this is not just for passengers, this area is for anyone and everyone. Jisko bhi aana ho yahan pe kuch acha khane ke liye, kuch buy karne ke liye, ye hum pura area commercialize karenge.
So the point that Ms. Kiran Jain is explaining is actually this area, this light you see right here, ye jo light dikhai de rahi hai in the main terminal, the arrival and departure is at the same level.
Yes.
Or wo that is actually a forecourt.
Yes.
You don't have to be a flyer to be there. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So which
so that's
means
the main terminal.
You can, yeah, you can absolutely indulge. Now, why is this important? It's important because this is how you will end up creating a destination.
Correct.
For everyone around this catchment area, they can just come here.
What ye building kya hai? What is this building? Next to the Indian flag?
ये हमारी जो बिल्डिंग है, हमारा ग्राउंड ट्रांसपोर्टेशन सेंटर है. आप राइट और लेफ्ट यहाँ पे देखोगे कि एक तरफ हमारी मेट्रो की कनेक्टिविटी और दूसरी तरफ हमारी हाई स्पीड की कनेक्टिविटी.
ठीक है. मेट्रो एंड द हाई स्पीड रेल आर गोइंग टू कम हियर, दैट्स द स्टेशन
ऑन द साइड. ठीक है, लेकिन ये जो बीच का एरिया है पहले फेज में ये ओपन पार्किंग लॉट होगा, फिर ये मल्टी लेवल पार्किंग लॉट बन जाएगा और इसी से ये ग्राउंड ट्रांसपोर्टेशन सेंटर भी बन जाएगा। अब ये जो आपको दिखाई दे रहा है ये यू शेप, ये हमारा पहला होटल होगा।
ओके
राइट हियर। हाँ, सो ये होटल की अभी वी आर क्लोज टू वर्किंग आउट और गोइंग आउट टू द RFP, बट दिस इज व्हाट वी विल कंसीडर।
दिस यू दैट यू सी राइट हियर,
जैसे कि टर्मिनल आएगा वैसे ही ये होटल
राइट नेक्स्ट टू द बिल्डिंग।
राइट, और उसके पीछे जो है वो एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव ऑफिस है।
ओके, व्हाट इज दिस बिल्डिंग, दिस वन?
सो दिस इज एक्चुअली दिस व्हाट यू आर लुकिंग एट हियर इज योर फेज 1 एंड फेज 2 ऑफ द टर्मिनल।
ओके,
सो व्हिच मींस फेज 1 इज व्हाट वी विल डिलीवर बाय 24।
So 2024, you're going to deliver one runway, which is this one or this one?
It's going to be the northern runway.
Okay, so the northern runway right here is going to be delivered in 2024. Ye banega 2024 mein ye ek runway aur ye terminal yahan par jo hai, this terminal will be functional.
Terminal actually 30 million passenger ka capacity ka dikhaya gaya hai, ye hum iska aadha karenge. Isi ko replicate karke ye 30 ka ho jayega.
Okay.
So for first, we will start with 12 million, hai na? So, ये जो आप देख रहे हो दिस इज सॉर्ट ऑफ द कनेक्टिविटी ऑफ बोथ द टर्मिनल्स। ये टर्मिनल 1 है, ये टर्मिनल 2 है।
ओके,
सो टर्मिनल 1 इज मेड अप ऑफ फेज 1 एंड 2 और टर्मिनल 2 इज मेड अप ऑफ
3 एंड 4।
ओके, सो दैट्स व्हाट द प्लान इज। व्हाट यू आर लुकिंग एट राइट हियर इज अ 70 टू 72 मिलियन पैसेंजर कैपेसिटी है।
ओके,
सो लाइक आई टोल्ड यू 2024 we will deliver this part जो आप आगे देख रहे हो।
Yeah, and then yes. subsequently the whole project, how much time does it take?
Okay, so this,
by
let
the way,
me just
these
finish.
Are just two runways.
Two, but as you will see on the other side, we will grow it, right?
Yeah.
So once we are done, you know, this is what you've seen for the passenger perspective. Yeah. There's a whole other action happening here from the cargo.
Yeah, the multimodal cargo.
Yes. Okay. ये जो cargo की facility है, आप देखेंगे eastern side से separate access है.
Okay.
हमने बहुत ध्यान से ये किया है कि हमारे western side से और सारी logistics movement, trucks की, goods की वगैरह, वो सारी ईस्टर्न साइड से होगी। सो बिल्कुल अलग है और इसलिए अलग है क्योंकि वहाँ पे कंजेशन नहीं क्रिएट करना। राइट, सो दैट इज एग्जैक्टली हाउ दिस इज प्लान।
देयर इज अ फिजिकल सेपरेशन। आप देखें ये जो भाग है यहाँ से, दिस पोर्शन इज गोइंग टू बी ओनली फॉर कार्गो विच हैज अ सेपरेट एंट्री फ्रॉम द बैक। दिस हैज नथिंग टू डू विद द पैसेंजर्स हु कम इन फ्रॉम द फ्रंट।
या, और ये जो कार्गो का है, ये जो अभी जैसे टिपिकल एयरपोर्ट्स पे कार्गो टर्मिनल होता है, हमारा जो प्लान है, हमारी जो विजन है, ये पूरा एक कार्गो विलेज बन रहा है।
Okay.
इसका क्या मतलब है? इसका मतलब यह है कि टर्मिनल भी होंगे, वेयरहाउसिंग भी होगी, प्रोसेसिंग फैसिलिटी भी होगी, उसके साथ साथ ट्रकिंग की पार्किंग भी होगी और फिर जो ट्रकिंग सपोर्टिंग इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर है वो भी होगा।
ओके,
विच मींस रेस्टोरेंट्स वगैरह ना, जो ट्रकर्स फ्रेट फॉरवर्डर्स के लिए फैसिलिटीज होती हैं, वो सब यही होंगी।
ओके,
नाउ द रीजन फॉर डूइंग दिस लाइक दिस इज बिकॉज इट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट कि सी मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम पैसेंजर पे सारी कॉन्सेंट्रेशन होती है। अभी हम क्या कर रहे हैं कि हम कार्गो पे भी बहुत कॉन्सेंट्रेशन दे रहे हैं क्योंकि जहाँ पे
इज दिस ऑल्सो पार्ट ऑफ फेज 1?
पार्ट ऑफ द कार्गो इज पार्ट ऑफ फेज 1।
पार्ट ऑफ द कार्गो, दैट मींस बाय 2024 अ पार्ट ऑफ दैट टर्मिनल और ये एंड अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ दिस कार्गो,
यस, विल बी देयर। दैट इज आवर प्लान फॉर नाउ।
ओके, व्हाट इज गोइंग टू बी द कैपेसिटी ओवरऑल वंस दिस इज डन? ऑल्सो आई वॉन्टेड टू आस्क यू, ये कितने साल का आप प्रोजेक्ट देख रहे हैं? जस्ट दीज टू रनवेज।
सी, आवर इन्वेस्टमेंट इन द प्रोजेक्ट इज टोटली बेस्ड ऑन द डिमांड, राइट?
ओके,
बट इफ यू लुक एट इट एंड एवरीथिंग गोज एग्जैक्टली द वे इट्स सपोज्ड टू गो, व्हिच वी बिलीव इट विल, बिकॉज एक तो यहाँ पे कार्गो का पोटेंशियल बहुत आया है, पैसेंजर थ्रूपुट वॉल्यूम इज प्रॉमिसिंग। सो आई वुड से विद इन 20 to 25 ईयर्स का ये पूरा खत्म हो जाएगा।
इन 20 to 25 ईयर्स this is going to be completed.
Yes.
So by 2024, 2024 tak, a part is going to be completed. Yeah, all the other things, facilities will come up.
Yes, and how they will grow is basically whenever we hit 80% capacity of one phase, we start construction on the second phase.
Nice, nice.
And the beauty is, aapko bhi pata hai ki hamari jo propensity to spend on travel hai, aur jo hamare logo ka travel karne ka ichha hai, it is very strong.
Yeah.
So we are pretty confident ki we won't
have
will
meet this demand.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So Kiranji has explained the vision for the next 20 odd years, two decades of two runways right here. And you've got terminal 1 and 2 and a separate cargo facility. Now this is not it. As Ms. Kiran Jain will now tell us, this is just a part of the story. Picture abhi baki hai. So let's go to the other stall. So these are two runways right here. We are now moving towards runway number 4, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6. Let's quickly take a look at this model right here. Yes, Kiranji. Now, here is where the magic begins.
Yes. This is actually the ultimate vision of the airport based on, you know, one of the master plans that was put together by the agency that the state works
so,
with.
Just to put it straight, ye 20 years ke baad ka hai.
Not really. See, everything depends upon how quickly the demand grows, how quickly the market grows.
Sure.
We have trigger points in putting our investment in. But all I would like to say when you look at this is that we do have the ability and the capacity
to do this.
To do this. But this kind of a development is fully dependent on the demand, the market, how it reacts, what is required.
So what you saw in the earlier model, Ashok Mahale will show you, was, Kiranji, this part. We saw just this.
Northern runway dekha, aapne southern runway dekha, aur aapne ye beach ke connecting runway dekhi hai, taxiway.
Now is the vision for the future, which
yes,
is...
it will grow on that side. Because, I'll tell you why, one of the main reasons for airport growth is the availability of land. You see, most airports which are jo cities ke andar hoti hain, they are restricted by land.
Correct.
But in our case, we have the ability with the support of the government to actually have the land.
Yeah.
So there is nothing stopping this advancement.
Yeah.
So the eventual master plan is a 5 up to a 6 runway plan.
Yeah.
This is what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so post 20 years, 20 saal ka ek vision hai for this particular phase, which is also divided in, by the way, 4 phases, you said.
Everything is divided in phases.
Okay.
So this is divided in 4 phases, but every phase is triggered, like I told you, by growth and demand, and immediately we will start constructing the next phase.
Okay.
Once this is done, then land is already being acquired.
It's
right?
A pretty massive airport.
Yes, of course.
That I mean, can you tell us in terms of size, how much is this particular site which we saw on the other?
I'll say close to about 1400 hectares. And this
1400 hectares?
Another 3400 hectares.
And that's how the total becomes about
5,800.
5,800 hectares.
Yes.
Okay.
So everything is done in blocks, which is the right way to do such an investment. Yes.
Let's briefly talk about this and this. What is this? I mean, I can see that they all have separate entries.
Yes, because each one of them has their own commercial aerotropolis, what we call.
Yeah.
So there is an
aerotropolis.
City.
Yes,
okay. Or an aerocity. There are many words, but what it basically means is that there's a whole commercial infrastructure which supports the passenger volume.
Yeah.
Right? So, yahan pe businesses hoti hain, offices hoti hain, or type ki commercial activity hoti hai, which gives a life to... the airport. The airport is not just ki aaye aur gaye.
Correct.
Right? So that is what the vision is, aur har ek phase ka wahi vision hai. So as long as the, you know, market supports us, as long as the demand is there.
No, I wanted to ask you, so this is where the passengers come in, this is for cargo, then the same drill is followed here.
Well,
so basically these are three different airports in a way.
No. It will be one airport infrastructure.
Okay, let me give you a hypothetical situation. I am supposed to board a flight, Kiranji. And I am told terminal 3A or 3 of the Noida International Airport. Where do I go? From what I gather, this is terminal 1 and 2.
Okay.
Then 3 will be something like this.
So, I will tell you one thing. The signage hota hai na airport pe, wo bhi ek pure science hai. So, our signage aisa hoga ki aap kabhi galat terminal mein nahi pahunchoge.
Okay.
Agar hum pahunch gaye, iska matlab humne apna kaam nahi theek se kiya. So, don't worry.
Okay. So, this too is cargo right here?
No. So, the way, we haven't really gone very deep into this planning. But yes, as the cargo grows, this will also grow in the same fashion.
Okay.
Just remember that any investment is based on market triggers.
Correct.
But what you have to think, which is the heralding thought, is that there is the land to develop a project.
And there is this optimism ki log aayenge and the airport will be successful, right? And that's
and
why you
aur asli baat ye hai ki aise project ke liye hum akele nahi kar sakte. Hamare saath the UP government ka bahut zyada support hai aur unke support ke bal pe to ye sare projections ho rahe hain. So we are very positive.
Let's compare this to the Indira Gandhi International Airport and just this terminal alone. If we were to compare, how big is this in comparison?
See, that is wrong. Aisi comparison hum karna nahi chahte because Delhi...
No, in terms of capacity, only capacity.
Capacity, okay. This is a 30 million, I would say T2, right? 30 million? Yeah. Because T3 is about 60. Yeah. So, half of jo naya terminal hai, uska aadha maan ke socho.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then eventually the capacity of this whole thing, say about 30 years from now or 40 years from now, because this you say is a 2-decade long project, depending on how things go.
Yeah.
What is the overall capacity that you envision?
difficult for me to say.
But roughly.
But I mean, you can do the math yourself, right? Mm. You just sort of, I would say about 140, 150 million.
Mm.
Yeah. Which is not a, it's a big number, but it's an achievable number because the beauty of our country and our state is the population.
Yes.
So it can happen.
Let's just hope, Ms. Kiran Jain, that this airport gives the much needed flight to the ambitions of not just Western UP, not just, you know, Noida or Agra or the nearby areas, but India, being envisioned as the biggest airport, not just in India, but in Asia. The fifth largest in the world?
Well, it's again, it depends how you measure largest. By landmass, maybe.
Yeah.
But most airports, their movements, the number of air traffic movements at an airport determines how big or how busy you are. So it depends upon what scale you use.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Kiran Jain, thank you so much for your time. Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you for explaining in great detail.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we have the Chief Development Officer, Mr. Nicholas Schenk, with us of the Noida International Airport. And we have got these cool 3D hologram glasses on because he's giving us a 3D experience. Mr. Nicholas, the design of the airport, I want to ask you, what thought has gone into this, which we can see in a 3D form right now?
In the result and the overall design is to have the area available to use it in the most efficient way and to provide as maximum infrastructure to cover the whole demand coming out of this whole area.
Mm-hmm.
And this 3D model helps us. This is actually kind of called hologram, and these are the HoloLenses, where compared to the physical model which you have seen outside with these devices, you have the possibility to zoom in, to zoom out, to turn the pictures. Or
go inside like a virtual airport.
Like a virtual tour, and you can really like get a glimpse of how then it will look like and how Instagrammable our design of the terminal is, but also you get a better dimension or a better feeling of the dimensions of the size, of the length of the whole airport, and and for this this is a great tool to kind of showcase all
to explain to people what it has. So this is phase one or the overall airport?
No, this is what you see highlighted, which is hatched in a lighter light. This is this is the phase 470 million airport.
Okay.
And then you have the other runways, which then will be the post our concession duration. But that's like,
we can actually, this is how it is going to be developed. The Noida International Airport will be written in this particular way. You'll have it's a pretty neat model, I must say.
And now it's already experienceable in a 3D version.
Yeah.
So as you would drive by with your own car, then later when we then really have built it. I mean, from here, you still have to physically construct it. That's because we also intend to be a very digital airport. So we had the idea of saying, let's explore how much digital we can go in the planning and in the design and in showcasing the design to explain it to the larger audience.
You know, you should throw this open to the public at some point.
Then you have to send it with the HoloLenses. So that's maybe the only limitation that...
Yes.
It is only visible with the HoloLenses.
Yeah.
But
no, like a little gallery where people can come and see the airport.
That is something we have planned.
Okay.
There will be an information center at the airport when we then start the construction within the next couple months. And we will for sure have these kind of tools to showcase our airport project.
Well, as the Chief Development Officer, I would say happy developing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So the greater vision as far as this project is concerned of the Noida International Airport, I want to introduce Mr. Daniel Bircher, the CMD of the Noida International Airport. Thank you very much, Mr. Daniel. The function is over now. This is a grand plan. I just saw the model right here. Has anything of this scale been done by you in the past, or is this actually a first, given the volume of passengers that you envision?
Thank you, Samkit. We have at Zurich Airport, we have been one of the investors of Bangalore Airport 15 years ago. So we have developed at an early stage also in a greenfield airport. So we are aware of all the challenges that you have, the permits, how we do it, the financing. So we have a lot of respect for this project, that's clear, but we are quite confident that we understand what needs to be done, that we have the relationship with the government, with the airlines, our main customers, to build something which is actually in need at the moment.
Mr. Daniel, one of the things or one of the concerns that one, and we've seen this, and I don't want to jinx this right on the word go, but you've seen many countries experimenting with giant airports and giant projects without doing the due feasibility because, you know, countries romanticize the idea of things being big and, you know, go for a big splash. There are some examples in Europe also. But I see that over here there is a sort of a sustainable model that you are going phase-wise. What's the vision behind that?
So we as developers, we have a concession contract for 40 years and that concession envisages the construction of an airport in phases up to a capacity of 70 million passengers.
So concession means that you have time for 40 years to carry out this project in its full scale. That means six runways.
This is not defined. The concession agreement says that you have to build the infrastructure for a certain capacity of passengers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what will happen now, the first phase will be done for 12 million passengers.
Okay.
And obviously a first runway is needed for that. Then mm-hmm. afterwards we will do studies and whenever we are closing towards this demand, a couple of years beforehand, we do another study and build the next phase. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the infrastructure in the model, you see we build one part, we will replicate it and that will double the capacity to 30 million. That is still possible. Correct. With one runway.
Correct.
The next step, phases 3 and 4 of our concession, foresees a second runway which gives us the capacity for 70 million passengers.
You spoke about permissions, land acquisition, one of the major concerns across the world, not just in India. Are you confident that this project and the scale at which it is being envisioned will see the light of the day, particularly as far as permissions are concerned?
So I can talk now for our phase of the concession. And I must say the government has done a fantastic work in structuring this land acquisition. It's really a showcase that we have seen here. And we are confident that for our concession, the land issue will be or is resolved without any further issues.
Mr. Daniel, you know, when you imagine an airport, when you conceptualize an airport, what are the things that go into your mind while designing an airport? I mean, it's not just passengers coming and going. What thought goes behind designing an airport, especially of this scale?
You mentioned the first point. I mean, at the very onset of any of these projects is how do we envisage the passenger flow? Mm-hmm. How do we envisage the journey of the passengers starting from home to the airport, into the plane, and then onwards? So it has to be smooth, it has to be seamless, it has to be technology supported. So mm-hmm. that's the second aspect. We are trying to digitize as much as possible, that it helps. Digitization is always a means to the end to help the passenger to avail services to have an easy journey. Mm-hmm. I would say another important element is we are in 2021 and we cannot build new infrastructure without looking at the environmental impact. So mm-hmm. we said right from the beginning we want to construct an airport with net zero emissions. So
can you explain what will net zero emission mean? Because, you know, all over the world, many people carry different versions of how net zero is perceived. So what is your perception of net zero? What will this airport do?
So what it means in practice,
right from phase one.
Yeah, right from phase one. What it means in practice are basically three or four main elements. The first one is we will produce our energy that we need on site through solar energy production. So with panels. That is possible to a large extent. If we have a gap, we will buy it from another solar plant which is outside. Mm-hmm. Then we will do all the necessary retention infrastructure for rainwater harvesting so that we don't have to draw additional groundwater resources, but mm-hmm. we reuse it, we clean, we make sure no effluents go outside. We have then a third plan is related to waste. So we minimize the waste, and whatever waste we have is either recycled or is processed if possible, on site. We have plans for a waste-to-gas generator here to produce biogas with that waste, so that the impact, the overall CO2 emission of the airport is neutralized.
Do I get to see you in 2024 for the unveiling and inauguration of Phase 1?
That is my plan, and I'm looking forward to that.
I'm waiting. Thank you very much, Mr. Dan. Thank you.
Thank you.